could be a pond on the south side. We saw out in the usual kind of wildlife.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Well, I don't know, athlete's foot or ground itch or...
And so is it. So the
other thing? I don't know. I don't
know. What do people call homemade biscuits?
Moon hair. Well, actually, I like that one. If there is a proper name for it, it'd be it. I've heard it called a lot of other things too.
What are some of those?
Stumps, you used to call that. My car used to hide it. And stumps, you know, when you'd make it moonshine, and they would put it in jokes and hide it. And you'd be out in the woods to hide it. Hide it behind a stump or an elm. Stump, you know, they had a hole in it.
Well, do people make a distinction between homemade whiskey and just bad whiskey, bad store-bought whiskey? Do they call that anything special?
No, I didn't know that two kinds of moonshine and bourbon. I'm not used to it.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Color?
Okay. This next section deals with word patterns and the way words change when you talk about different times. Like you said, today I see you, but yesterday I saw you. And today I read a book, but yesterday I read a book, and that sort of thing. So if we were talking about climbing trees, I could, using the word to climb, I could say, has that tree over there ever been... what?
Climbed?
Yeah, that's the sort of question you are. And I could answer you by saying, yes, this morning a boy, what tree?
Climbed it.
Okay, and if we're talking about buying groceries, using the word to buy, I could ask, have the groceries been...
bought.
And you can answer, yes, this morning I
bought
it. Okay. And if we were talking about eating apples, you could say, have the apples already been?
Mm-hmm.
And I could say, yes, this morning we
ate.
And if you're talking about drinking coffee, you could say, have you already
drunk your coffee?
And I could answer, yes, a few minutes ago I drank. And if we're talking about doing some work, you could say, has the work already been
done?
And I could say, yes, a few minutes ago, I
did it, I done it,
Would you say I did it or I've done it?
I've done it.
So they're both getting back, get to sounding right.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Oh, okay. Let's see, if we're talking about dragging a stump out of the field, you could say, has that stump already been...
You mean dragged? Been dragged out?
Okay, and I could say, yes, a few weeks ago, the men swept the stump out.
Dragged wouldn't they grub? I said, you dragged it out?
Okay. Let's see, if we're talking about... Yeah, well, we're not trying to find out what a school teacher would have you say. This is what people normally say. If we were talking about riding a horse, you could say, has the horse ever been...
Mm-hmm.
And I could say, yes, a few minutes ago, somebody...
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you could say, has the bell already been...
Mm-hmm.
And I could say, yes, this morning they...
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about the rising of the sun, has the sun already
risen?
Yes, this morning.